Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on, everybody? This is Uptown Radio 98.5. I'm Christopher Thomas. I'm here with former Grand Slam champion, ultimate underdog, former 2K cover star, Hall of Famer, Rey Mysterio.
What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Doing good, man. How's the city of Philly treating you so far?
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. It brings you back to the ECW days back in 95.
Absolutely. And speaking of ECW, after SmackDown concludes, Paul Heyman is going to the Hall of Fame. So what are your thoughts about Paul Heyman finally not only getting this honor, but also doing it here where ECW was originally birthed?
You know, you couldn't have picked a better spot for the induction of Paul Heyman. And that was a man that gave me my opportunity back in late 95. You know, first time I ever stepped foot in an ECW ring. I'm very grateful for that opportunity. And I'm very happy for Paul to finally be part of this Hall of Fame. And that just goes to show that when you are part of the Hall of Fame induction, makes you feel this satisfaction that's very unique, very prideful. It's like you've done it.
Speaking of, you went last year, so how was that for you, like when you officially got that nod?
It was incredible. Usually you get inducted into the Hall of Fame when you're either retired or getting ready to retire, and I wasn't ready. I thought that was a sign for me to start thinking about retirement. Fortunately enough, it wasn't. It was just the right time. Like you said, Paul Heyman, Philly, LA, backyard of San Diego, you know, my hometown. So that's why we chose LA last year for me.
So you've been wrestling ever since you were a teenager. Did you ever think that for doing this as long as you have, your influence would be this significant and not only birth as many people who inspired to be you?
Not at all. I mean, you usually want to become a part of a sport and want to put it all in, you know, to grow or to see your growth personally. You know, you want to be the best at what you can be, but you never think about doing it to inspire others and to motivate others. So that's just like a blessing in disguise to be able to be an inspiration to the youth, to kids that are following their own sport and that I've, you know, in some way or form have motivated them to push through what they're going through. Like that is priceless. You know, you can't put a price tag on that. So to have come this far, 30 plus years, and to see the evolution of what I brought to the table from day one has been really amazing. I'm very grateful.
And also, I'm grateful for you. As a kid who grew up in the Ruthless Aggression era, watching 03 SmackDown every single week, and honestly, what started my friendship with my co-host for 20 plus years was me watching WrestleMania 21 and watching you and Eddie start off the show. So what about Eddie was just made it so easy for him to work with?
We had a connection, a deep connection, and Eddie made that connection with you. You know, depending on the style or sometimes even the bond that you had outside the ring, that would transcend and that bond would happen in the ring as well. But with Eddie, you know, I had wrestled him back in Mexico, mid-90s, right before we ran each other again in WCW. And it was, we made a connection instantly from day one. To be able to, a couple years later, bring that connection to WCW and kick it off at Halloween Havoc in 97. Like, that was the match that, to me, put me on the map in the eyes of every wrestling fan around the world.
And last question. So, speaking of putting on the map, this tag match has a lot of your influence on it. Dragon Lee, who just, you guys recently put in the LWO. A lot of people think that he's going to be the next great one. And then obviously Santos Escobar, you know, your former protege, and Dominic Mysterio, obviously your son. So what are your thoughts about pretty much in this tag match with all your influence pretty much in this tag match?
Well, I see a lot of similarities between Santos and Dominic. You know, they don't get their way, they throw a tantrum. You know, they want things to go their way. They both have the same nemesis, which is myself and Dragon Lee. And I see a lot of young Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. He is going to be the next future of the WWE the next masked wrestler to take it to the next level. You know, and I'm very happy to be part of that success and to help him or guide him in his path to success.
Great to hear, Ray. Good luck this weekend, and thank you.